Welcome to this installment of your personal CSO podcast. It's a great time to talk about security, and I'm your podcast host, Michael Peters, your personal chief security officer. Each episode will bring to you a security brief or guest interview that will provide extra insight into what's happening within the global security community. Focus topics will include security awareness, risk management, the security trifecta, and other related information security topics that reflect current affairs. Now then, let's dig in. Embargo to espionage, a cursory review of the Shamoon virus. There has been very little coverage about a new usage of the latest class of cyber weapons, specifically one dubbed the Shamoon virus. The most likely reason for this is that it did not affect Western interests more so than it did Middle Eastern state interests. Specifically, the sabotage of computers at state oil giant Saudi Aramco and Qatari natural gas producer RasGas, coincidentally a partner with the U.S. oil giant ExxonMobil, do not appear to have affected oil and gas production. To bring you up to speed on what the Shamoon virus is, in a nutshell, it's essentially a computer virus that spreads through networked computers with unpatched Windows operating systems and ultimately wipes out files by overwriting them. Amusingly, it sometimes leaves behind an image of a burning American flag. You can insert cheesy soap opera music here. Similarities have been highlighted by Kaspersky Lab and Secure Alert between Shamoon and the Flame malware. Remember the Flame virus? It was first discovered on Iranian oil ministry computers in the first part of the year 2012. The sole purpose of the Flame virus is espionage, whereas the Shamoon virus, once a system is infected, the computer virus compiles a list of files from specific locations on the system and sends information about these files back to the attacker. Finally, the virus apparently overwrites the master boot record of the system to prevent it from booting. Insert yawn here. When the intended purpose of these attacks was to disrupt oil and gas production, which it could have had an economic effect here in the United States and other countries dependent on the petroleum supply from the Persian Gulf region, these cyber attacks do highlight emerging risks to the security of energy supplies in the Persian Gulf region and potentially elsewhere. Given the fact that the Flame virus was targeted at Iranian state computers, I'd say it's safe to assume that the Shamoon virus is an Iranian state-supported creation, or more specifically, a low-tech version of the Flame virus with the sole purpose of striking fear into Western interests. Insert more cheesy soap opera music here, please. The real impact, I'd suggest, is really further isolation of the Iranian state, particularly from its neighbors. I'm always amazed at the perpetual squabbling that goes on throughout the region, and this is simply another example. If we examine the traditional investigative process of looking for the means, motive, and opportunity in a criminal investigation, we have plenty to go on here that further suggests that this is an Iranian state action. First, if we consider the means, well, the state has the source code for the original Flame virus. No one else, aside from the original creator, has the code. Second, if I look at the opportunity, this is an abundant and certainly not a stretch to accept. Finally, the motive. What could possibly be the motive here to attack oil and gas producers? Could it be the general vitriol exhibited between the Iranian government and quite possibly every other modern civilized state entity in the world? Or could it be because the European Union inaugurated its embargo on Iranian oil beginning in July 2012, the most wide-reaching impediment to the Iranian economy of recent sanctions? Did you know that European Union as a market is bigger than the United States? It is really significant for Iran when you consider that oil accounts for 80% of Iran's total exports. Who is really responsible may be a mystery. However, a previously unknown group of computer hackers who call themselves the Cutting Sword of Justice have claimed responsibility. It just cracks me up. Sounds more like something from a comic book, and given the lackluster effect, they should really consider changing their name to something like the Butter Knife of Uber Doom, or something like that. Make no mistake about it, I'm not suggesting that we don't take this event seriously. Eventually, the training wheels will come off, and these cyber weapons and cyber threats will become more of a problem. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I'm your information security resource to leverage for internal information security demands, customer security requirements, and even for personal advice concerning secure computing. Until next time, have a good day.